Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Armin Dupuy. Welcome to my life coaching show. I'm your host, and I had planned to be hosting four shows per week every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern, and at 11 a.m. on Sundays. That's the summer schedule for season one. And the call-in number is 563-999-3004. And we're going to be talking about spirituality, I mean totally non-religious, because the IntelliKey teachings is a path of knowledge, not of beliefs, okay? And, okay, so the number again is 563-999-3004. That's 563-999-3004. And, okay, let's get the show started. And today is going to be very, very different. This is totally non-religious because the IntelliKey teaching, is what we're talking about, is a path of knowledge, not of beliefs, okay? And that's the whole thing. We're going to be talking also about the law of attraction. But I'm going to do my best to give you a totally different understanding of spirituality. Now, personally, I don't like the word spiritual because it has too many connotations. Now, the IntelliKey teaching is about mind, body, and life. And to understand what's going on here, here's the thing. I'm not talking about life in the context of, you know, I have a spouse and a couple of kids and I work for XYZ company and stuff like that. No, I'm talking about the very fact that you are alive. Now, most people don't really talk about that, you know. Now, we get on a spiritual journey. What does that really mean? Because there's all kinds of belief systems. And belief systems are just that, a belief system. You believe it. Why? Do you have proof? Most of the time, no, you see. And so a path of knowledge is where, in my all of my teachings, actually, you don't have to believe a darn word that I say. You know, I gave you tools and techniques, you use them, the results, and now you know. So it's the path of knowledge in that context. Now, to put this whole show and this all of our Sundays actually in perspective, talking about life and spirituality and so on, I want to do a little mental exercise with you, okay? Here's what you do. Assuming that you're not driving or operating machinery right now, you're sitting back comfortably listening, and close your eyes. Okay? And I want you to use your imagination. Okay? And as you listen to the sound of my voice, imagine that you've got beside you on the floor a dead body. You know, work with me here. Imagine you've got a dead body on the floor. And here's the thing. What is the difference between you and that dead body? Think about this now. As I explain what's going on, imagine it in your own mind. Okay, what is the difference between you and that dead body? Of course, the simple answer is that you're alive and he's dead. But here's the question. Exactly, is that life? Life. The fact that you're alive. Life. What is that? You know, scientifically, we call that the life force. You see? So far, we're strictly with science, and I'll stay with science for a moment, okay? And so here's the thing. You are so connected to that life force, like Siamese twins, you're totally connected, that when that life force leaves your body, you leave with it. End of story, pun intended. Think about it. You leave with it. Okay, now, so far, we're on science. It's on these facts. These are facts that we know. These are not belief systems. These are scientific facts. You're alive because of this life force. I mean, here's the bottom line. The same energy that powers the atom, the same energy that powers the whole universe, is powering you. Think about that. Now, again, this is all science. Now, if that's the case, let's take a huge leap of faith here, okay? If that's the case, would it not make perfect sense that you should be able to tap into it, tune into it, and actually experience it while you are still alive? Common sense. My problem is that sentence isn't always that common, you know? And so, you know, but you see, every great teacher, spiritual teacher, not religious, spiritual teacher that ever walked on this planet, Krishna, Buddha, Jesus, etc., you know, they didn't start the religions. They were teaching people how to experience the divine infinite energy which powers them. You see? I mean, that's the bottom line. And is it not a path of beliefs? I mean, you can look at it from a religious point of view. I mean, you know, like personally, what is my background in spirituality and religion, for example, you know? I'm making all these claims here and so on. So where's that coming from? Well, a little quick background. I'm not going to give you a biography here. But my main passion in life for 67 years now has been the human mind and consciousness. And in 1972 is I learned to function at different states of consciousness. And I was given the gift of this knowledge of how to go within and experience the infinite which powers me. That's it. You know, like, look, you can look at religion. I'm not religious. You see, I grew up in a Catholic family. At least my mother was. My father, not so much. He went to church every Sunday to keep my, I think in hindsight, to keep my mother happy. Okay, smart man, you know. And I was even an altar boy. Today, I'm not a Catholic. I'm not a Christian, and I never will be. Because I follow different teachings. I follow the teachings of Jesus. I'm not a Jesus freak here, okay? Yes, because there is not one single Christian religion that follows the basic fundamental teachings of Jesus. Teaching it, following it, practicing it, no. You see? And a lot of the Christian teachings or practices, if you will, are basically antichrist, but that's a whole different story. You see? And you see, here's the thing. I'll give you an example and then we'll move on. Every Christian believer believes that if you're good, when you die, you are going to go to heaven. Now, I don't think anybody disagrees with that. That is the belief. Doesn't matter which Christian religion. There are hundreds of them, but it doesn't matter which one. Now, you know, each individual Christian religion might have their own idea of what being good is, you know. Maybe it's having relationships with the pastor or something, but you know what I mean, jokingly. Well, maybe not so much. But anyway, you see, they have different. But the whole point here is that the belief is that if you're good, when you die, you go to heaven. Well, here's my question. Where'd you get that idea? Somebody told it to you. Is it in the Bible? No. Jesus never said that. You can go and read the New Testament, and I have many times, from the beginning of the New Testament to the end of the Bible, and you will not find one single place where Jesus says that if you're good, when you die, you're going to go to heaven. He actually said the opposite. I mean, these are things you know. This is not my words. It's Jesus' words, assuming that the Bible is half-decently correct. I mean, it has all kinds of problems. We can have a whole show just on the Bible and bring out the real teachings. But that's another story. And so, but what did Jesus say about going to heaven? He said, seek ye first the kingdom and all else will be added unto you. All else. He did not say all else except the Rolls Royce. He said all else. Well, that has to, if it's all else, it has to include this physical world and everything else. You see? And what he did say is he said the kingdom is at hand. At hand. What does that mean? It means right here in the here and now. You've heard about living in the now. People think that living in the now means to, be focused on what you're doing, like some call it mindfulness meditation and so on, which is not really meditation. That's a different story, okay? And focusing on what you're doing, whether you're walking, washing your dishes or walking your dog, just focus on what you're doing. You're totally tuned in to what's going on. But you see, that's not what real meditation is all about. But, you know, guided meditation, that's not meditation either, including my own. I have a training audio. It's a training audio that I call guided meditation. Why? Because people understand what I mean by that term, right? But it's not real meditation. That's another different level, which I coach also, of course. And so Jesus said the kingdom's at hand. It's in the here and now. He also said the kingdom's within. But here's the important part where Jesus also, one more powerful statement of Jesus that destroys all Christianity. Okay? Hey, his words, not mine. He said, to enter the kingdom, you have to be as little children. As little children. What does that mean? A child, a total innocence, no beliefs, no preconceived ideas. So if you're a believer in a certain religion, I have my faith. Well, it means you have your belief system. You're barred from entering the kingdom. Maybe not all kingdoms, but at least you're barred from entering the kingdom that Jesus was talking about, because if you're believing something, you're in your mind. You're not being as a little child, you see. And the secret to your whole life is to learn how to go inside without beliefs, without concepts, without any kind of belief system whatsoever, and learn the techniques not associated with some religion or some culture or something like that. No, you know, is to learn how to go and actually experience the infinite, the divine infinite, which powers you, you see. You know, we've heard the old saying, the truth will set you free. When everybody turns that around and say, well, the truth means to believe what I'm telling you is the truth. Or, no, the other guy, otherwise, what I'm telling you is the truth. That's not the truth that these scriptures are talking about. It's to go within you and experience the divine infinite, because then you know. You don't have to believe anything. And that's the real spiritual journey. That's the real spiritual journey, you see. And again, you know, I open it up to callers. Any questions as I continue? 563-999-3004. And actually, a quick note here about calling in. Unless you can dial a U.S. number long distance for free, it's not practical for you to call in. If you really want to get on the show and ask questions, you go to my website and you'll see a contact form at the bottom. Put your name and the first name and email and a little quick message that you'd like to be on the show. You see, as a host, I can actually invite you, and then you can actually log in live and ask questions and so on. The other way you can do it, and this is a good way to do it, because there are other benefits also, is actually join TikTok. Not the paid, like I've got a paid version, but you can join totally for free. Of course, that's their hook to try to sell you the other, but you don't need to. If you're not going to make shows, you don't need to have any radio shows at all, but it does give you the benefit of being able to log into my show and any other show and actually go into a chat room that they have. And in the chat room, of course, you can ask all of your, type in your questions and so on and so forth. So that's a good benefit of having the freebie. And, you know, all you want to do is listen and be able to participate in a lot of the shows. That's a good way of doing it, okay? So it's not going to cost you any money. And, I mean, you can still do shows if you wanted to. You know, you got after half an hour, but you can't do them in prime time, you can, which is actually 7 p.m. to 11 p.m., but you can do it any other time of the day. And so on. But anyway, so, you know, that's the whole thing. But the call-in number, 563-999-3004. And let me check the chat here just in case I haven't turned that on. And, yeah, okay. It's connecting it now, so in case anybody comes on the chat. So anyway, in the meantime, we'll continue with the teachings here. And the whole idea, you know, to look at your life. You see, I mentioned the law of attraction. You see, in my teachings, we don't speak into the life force energy because, you see, as human beings, what you are or what you think you are, basically, is so far from what you are. You are so much more, so much bigger, so more beautiful that you can ever imagine when you tap into the essence of your being, you know, and that's really what it's all about. Now, in my coaching, we don't start there, and here's why. Because when you tap in to the whatever you want to call that. You can call that God or Allah or the Tao or infinite intelligence, whatever you want to call that. You can call it the Qi. You know, I've done Tai Chi for about 3 decades now. And so the Tai Chi teachers call it the Qi. It's the life force energy that flows through you. And, of course, there are so many ways to experience it. But the most important thing is to get totally away from any of the belief systems, because that prevents you from the experience, you know. The Eastern mentality, they tell you, you know, make your mind a blank. Well, good luck with that. It's like saying, you know, don't think of a pink elephant, you know what I mean? And it just flashes into your mind. And so it is a blend of East and West. And here's what happens, and getting back to the law of attraction, is that, you see, the universe will provide you with every single thing you want. I mean, every teacher said that, Krishna, Buddha, Jesus, and so on. But you have to tap in to the infinite which powers you. So think about that. I mean, the human mind cannot comprehend infinity, because the mind, no matter how wonderful your mind is still finite. This planet that we live on is finite, beautiful, awesome. We're destroying it. That's another story. And so on. We're destroying our bodies, you see. So when you think of it from that perspective, I can get religious on you. And if you look at it from that perspective, you see, when you realize that this infinite divine life force is powering you, making you alive, well then, when we think of going to church or going to attending a church, you're going into the church, you're going into the cathedral, you're going into the mosque, whatever temple, you see, and we're told that that's where God is, that's where, you know, and so on. Well, God is no more in that building that we call a church than it is in a rock. It's way more. God, that life force is way more in the little insect than it is in that physical bricks and mortar building. That's not the real temple. This is where they misconstrue everything to control the masses. The real temple. Stop and think about this. The real temple is your body. That's the temple. Why? Because your body is the vehicle. It contains, it is the temple, the container that holds the infinite divine energy. It is the temple. It is the temple of the living God, if you want to put it that way. Well, of course, you know what my question is. What have you done to your temple? Think about it. What have you done to your temple? Actually, on the Wednesday evenings, the show there, we focus on health, weight loss, and so on, all the aspects of the physical. On the Tuesday, actually, is a general life coaching, whether you want to be a better author, you want to be better in sports, whatever. We field questions from, you know, any area of life. It doesn't matter. Okay? So, I keep the Tuesday totally wide open that way for anything to do with the IntelliKey teachings, for evolving your being. And we talk more about the mind. I'm going to talk about it briefly in a moment, but we talk more about the mind. And the Wednesdays, it's more about the physical body, weight loss, and so on, doing it the easy way without ever dieting or any silly thing like that, because that makes your problem worse by slowing down your metabolism. Everybody knows that. And on the Thursday evenings, we focus on the IntelliKey teachings, taking charge of your mind, more for business purposes. And, you know, of course, you'll answer questions on these. So we try to keep more on that. And on Sundays, it's always going to be the spiritual. And so when you look at that, okay, the spiritual, is that, first of all, in my teachings, I teach you, first of all, how to make the movie in your mind. And the problem with that is that most teachers of, let's say, consciousness, okay, of personal development, teach it the wrong way. And that's why it doesn't work for 95% of people. For the same reason that positive thinking does not work for 95% of people. Affirmations does not work for 95% of people. You see, you can try to be positive and affirm all these positive aspects of your being, but that will never manifest for you if what you are trying to be positive about or what you're trying to affirm in your life, that will never manifest for you if it is not consistent image that you hold of yourself in your subconscious mind. You see, the universe, this infinite, awesome power, your powerhouse, cannot manifest in your life without going through what I like to call your subconscious computer program, your subconscious apps. We have millions of these apps that's been programmed into us from birth. Everything from the parents, the teachers, the religions, the politics, the advertisers, etc., etc. And probably 95 to 99% of what you believe is based on false evidence. No evidence, basically. Just a bunch of BS, spinning lies and so on to extract money for you, from you, I should say, you know. And so, you know, these are the things you have to look at. And if somebody's charging you huge money for some vehicle of personal growth, you want to be suspicious right away. In my coaching, yeah, you know, in my private classes, I have to charge. You have to pay the expenses and that and so on, expenses to pay. But I don't charge you through the nose. It's an average price that everybody can afford. If I'm coaching for a business, I'll charge according to that business because it's about their thing. But for general coaching, no. And I don't have a big upfront, hey, pay for 3 years ahead of time and you'll save money. That's a bunch of BS to hook you in. No. In my coaching, you start, you pay by the month with no contract. A couple of clicks, you can stop anytime you want, you know. And so when something is real, to hook you with money, you see. And I walk my talk, and I will always talk, you know, I was always talk to power, okay? And so the truth, when you begin to experience, that's what my coaching is about, is I give you tools and techniques to experience. You experience. You begin to function consciously at the alpha brainwave levels and the theta brainwave levels, you know, and that's where you can really take charge of your life. But that's for, you know, that's more for Tuesday stuff. But here's the thing. Unless you change the subconscious programs in your subconscious mind, the universe will always give you by filtering through those programs. Now, changing them is easy. It's fun. I've taught this to kids with awesome results, you see. And so this is the thing. This is where you begin, you know, is you start to change at least a few basic directions in your life, and you test it out. Oh, okay, that worked. Oh, wow, now I understand because I'm actually experiencing something different. I'm experiencing these changes in my life. I'm experiencing the peace, you see. So that's why I call that a path of knowledge, a path of knowing. And then as you evolve, you change a few basic things about being healthy, about being wealthy, about your relationships, or about finding your soulmate, and you set those new subconscious apps, if you will, in place. Then the universe will deliver to you based on what those new ones are. And the reason all this works, by the way, with the mind is that the subconscious mind cannot tell the difference between something that you actually experience and something that you imagine. I mean, that's old hat. Everybody should know that, you know? You can't tell the difference. The conscious you, the person that's listening to me right now, that's the judge. That's the thinking part. That's the one, you know? But the subconscious mind, it cannot make those decisions. You think, but it gives you all of your instincts and your feeling instincts about different things from, you know, finding a new soulmate to building your business are based on your programming. So my question is, are you programmed for failure? Are you programmed for success, you see? And so it's learning how to go easily make that change. Now you're ready to tap into your superpower. Because you don't want to tap into high voltage when, you know, your mind's still functioning on a 9-volt battery. You know what I mean? It's not going to work that way. So learn to reset the direction of your life over the first few weeks and so on. Could be a month or two, maybe three. And by that time, then, as you evolve and take charge of your own being, then I show you how to go in deeper. And this is the whole thing with, you know, with what we call spiritual, you know. And here's the thing, the first thing to understand, especially people that are religious. The one thing you have to understand is that what the ancients used to call spirit, see, spirit's it's an intangible thing. You can't peg it down, right? So what the ancient cultures used to call spirit today, with today's technology, we call that energy. So if you read the scriptures, for example, and everywhere they say spirit, think energy, life force energy that's powering you and everything else, it's going to give you a totally different perspective of what the teachings are really all about. You see, I mean, one of the big problems with the Bible, I'm not going to get deeply into it, is that all of the Bible was written using the terminology of the technology of thousands of years ago. Today, you and I read those scriptures with the understanding, the comprehension of the terminology of our technology. You see? And that's where the problem comes in. Look, I mean, look at the Muslim religion. You know, a lot of Westerners think there's two Muslim religions, the Shiite and the Sunni. Not so. Last I heard, there were 72, right? And people, oh, the Muslims, you know, they're terrorists. No, there's 72 religions. The terrorists are the Wahhabi. The Wahhabi. They're the ones that say, okay, if you're a Christian or a Jew or an atheist, we kill you. You have to believe in our radical ideas or we kill you. If you're another Muslim and don't believe our radical version of Islam, we kill you also. That's, you know, most Muslim people are great people. They help their neighbors and so on, et cetera, et cetera. You see? But you see, why is there 72? Are they not all following the Quran? Think about that. Why is there 72? There's only one Quran, right? Here's why. Because they all believe something different. Why are there hundreds of Christian religions? Because they all believe something different. You see? Heaven forbid that they give you the actual truth and set you free, because then they can't control you anymore. You see? I mean, of course it's nice to get together with people that are thinking the same way as you do, as, you know, social, as community, and so on. That's great. But that should not be the source of your spirituality. That is within you. Now, the advantage is there. The more you tap into your own inner being, you're tapping into the life force energy. And in that life force energy, we have others and sisters. We're all connected. The same energy that powers you, powers the black person, the yellow person, the red person, et cetera, et cetera. Doesn't matter if they're a Christian, a Muslim, a Buddhist, or whatever. The same energy that powers you powers everybody else. We are all interconnected. So if you kill your brother, you're killing a part of yourself. The spirit within you screams. Except that some people have been so brainwashed and totally, you know, that they don't have those feelings. They live in the mind with greed and so on and so forth, you know. That's not what real spirituality is all about. You know, we hear in scriptures, you know, people say walking in the spirit. What does that mean? It means you're walking around and a part of your consciousness is actually experiencing the infinite which powers you, a part of your consciousness. Actually, it was in NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, and they claim that to be a personal development, and it can help in so many ways. But basically, how can I put it? I lost my train of thought, but I'll come back in a moment. But anyway, the whole idea of this consciousness, okay, is to go within. I mean, that's it. That's it. If you get on that journey of going inside of you, not to follow Armin's path. No, hell no. To follow your own path. To follow your own spirit from within. See, we're all interconnected, like I said, you see. And so, you know, war, you know, like the biggest cause of human death in the history of this planet is people's inability to protect themselves. I mean, that's obvious these days. You know, the biggest cause of human death is people's inability to protect themselves. The second highest cause of human death is religion, because everybody is believing something different. You know, you believe me or I'll kill you. I must hate you because you don't believe what I believe. And all of it is fiction, because each person, whether you're a Muslim or Buddhist or an atheist, go inside and experience the actual physical life force that powers you, and you'll know. I mean, that'll change your life right there, you see. And you don't have to believe the things that I say, you know. It's about the experience, and then you know. You know, again, you can go back. It doesn't matter, you know, which teacher, the Buddha, the Krishna, Jesus. They were teaching you to go within, you know. That's it. Experience that kingdom. And once you're there, you know? And it was even Jesus who said, as you see it in your mind's eye, do that the right way and harness and, you know. Oh, yeah, back to NLP. NLP, they say that the human being can absorb only 7 chunks of information at any given time. 5 to 9, the average being 7, okay? There's, you can only absorb, you know, 7 chunks of information in any given moment. I'll give you an example. Let's say we have an accident that happened. We have this big, big accident, and a whole bunch of people were witnesses to it, and then they go to court. But in that split second that the accident happened, there were actually hundreds of things going on. Let's call them just 100. There were more than that in any given moment. Everything is moving and so on, right? And so all of the witnesses, there could be 20 or 30 of them, they all saw and absorbed 7 chunks of information only. But they could all be different chunks of information out of the 100. And now we have this court battle because nobody can agree, you see? I mean, those are the realities of the life and how we function and how we are as human beings, right? So the thing is, when you learn to go within, because you can focus on 7 chunks of information, once you learn how to do it properly, you could have 1 chunk of your information hooked up to the divine which powers you. That's called walking in the spirit. You see, again, you know, you're walking in the experience of your infinite divine life force energy, you see. And so it doesn't matter, you know, like what. Again, you have to go beyond the beliefs. You have to use the brain cells that your creator gave you and learn to think for yourself. Because everything is within you, you know, everything is within you. And it's a matter of, you know, taking charge of your mind. Now, scientists tell us that we're using 3 to 5% of our mental capabilities. Now, think about that, 3 to 5%. Of course, you know what my question is, what about the other 95%? And there's the power. The power is inside you, taking charge of your subconscious mind and tapping into the infinite energy to power through your new program that you have put in. Because probably 99% of what is in your subconscious mind and your beliefs was put there by somebody else, you see? But no basis in fact about everything. You know, it's not just about religion. It's about everything, about business, about wealth creation, and so on. You know, you want to make a lot of money? That's not a problem. You're the old saying with business. If you want to make a lot of money, you have to be able to know, not believe, know the direction that things are going and get there ahead of the crowd. But when the crowd gets there, you're waiting at the cash register, okay? You know? I mean, and think about these things. But you see, if you grew up in a poor family, chances are that your programming is, you know, money's hard to come by, it's a struggle, and so on and so forth. Let alone all the greed and so on that's going on around people, you know. But to really create wealth in your life, first you have to go change the program. That's easy. Like I said, I've taught it to kids. I'll mention that in a moment. And, you know, change the program. Now tap into your power. And you got to practice that a few weeks to 2-3 weeks as a rule. And then things begin to happen. You know, things begin to happen, you see. The truth will set you free. You experiment a bit here, a bit there. Before you know it, you're losing weight. You're not struggling. You're not dieting. You got a promotion at work, you know. But you set it up in your subconscious mind. The universe delivered. You see? The universe delivered. But you had to set it up. You see? Now think about that. Your whole life. You know, we're on this planet for such a limited short period of time. You know? And how long you hang around and how well you enjoy the journey depends whether you want to be a slave and stay brainwashed or dive into your power within you and know. And nobody can change your belief. You know, see, because just because you believe something does not mean that you know anything. Think about it. It does not mean that you know anything because you'll only continue to believe it until a better salesman comes along. But if you know, Of course you're going to believe it, but that's a whole different state of consciousness. But as you tap into your own life force, because we're all interconnected, you begin to tap into other people's life force. You begin to be able to read people really, really good, you know? And then from that point on, you begin to follow your intuition. See, intuition, like a lot of people say, follow your intuition, follow your intuition. Well, that's not going to work for 95% of people. I'll give you an example. A few years ago, yeah, I had to drink some coffee to wet my throat here. A few years ago, one of my students, and she was out of Toronto. Personally, I live a couple of hours east of Toronto in the country. Totally off-grid, by the way. And, you know, my power comes from the sun, you know, and so on. Anyway, so this lady lives in Toronto, and she had a she was running a radio talk show. I believe it was on ABC. Or, no, CBC. Sorry, that's Canada. CBS. I think it was CBS. Anyway, one of the major networks in the U.S. And she was doing a regular, I don't know if it was daily or how many days. It was more than one day per week. And she, you know, of course, I was coaching her. She had been struggling with her weight, and bingo, showed her a few secrets and the way her weight came down. And she achieved her ideal weight. And she invited me on her show. It was a talk show more about spirituality and things like that. And she invited me on the show because I had taught her a lot of things and to share with her audience. And the day before, I actually went to the show itself. I had never been there myself. And so I listened in to the show. And she had a guest on who was talking about following your intuition. Follow your intuition. Okay? Now, the next day, when I was on, I brought that up. You know, I said, yesterday you had a gentleman on that was saying, follow your intuition. And unfortunately, it's not going to work for most people, and here's why. You see, let's say that you're trying to, okay, you're trying to find a soulmate. Use a different example. You're trying to find your soulmate, and you follow your intuition. Now, if you've been unlucky in love and, you know, all you wind up getting is losers and, you know, you keep repeating to yourself, all I get is losers, 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 you know, whatever, right? Okay. Well, then you're programming yourself to attract users, by the way. That's losers. That's how the law of attraction works out, you know. And so the thing is that if you follow your intuition, it will lead you to more losers. You see? You can only follow your intuition once you have changed the program in your subconscious mind to be attracting someone who is not a loser, you see? And with my training, it takes 2 or 3 weeks, that's all, to kick in. And then, boom, once you know that it's kicked in, now you can follow your instincts. You could be looking at business, you see? The universe will provide you all the wealth you want in your business. It'll help you to start a very lucrative home-based income. Hey, I'm looking for people right now. I've got about, you know, in the coaching, most of the money coming in from my coaching goes back to my own team, which I'm just beginning to build now. So this is the very ground floor. So that's another story. And you can go to my website. I got a video there. It's about 23 minutes that goes into it. But anyway, by the way, for my website, if you want to write it down, you go to 123slim.org, and I use my weight loss website because I'm having a weight loss class every Saturday morning now, and so I use my weight loss website, but it's not just, it's about everything, okay? 123slim.org, not .com, it's 123slim, all one word, 123slim.org, and it's a redirect, there's nothing there, it'll bring you to my website, and everything is there, you'll see it, and so on, a link to this show, and so on and so forth, and yeah, so basically, you know, it's there you'll find the link to make money and so on. You'll see the video and you can go from there. But you'll see how I'm sharing all the money. And because people need to do little jobs and so on, you know, support and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, so this is the thing. So once you actually change the programming in your subconscious mind, and then, of course, after a certain period of time, you can actually follow your instincts as it relates to that business or that employment or whatever, you see. But not before. Because before, if you follow your instincts, it will lead you to the old results. You see? Look, the infinite will provide, but you got to do your part, you know? It's like, please, God, let me win the lottery, but you got to buy a ticket, you know? I mean, think about that, you know? So this is the thing. It doesn't matter what it is. I'll give you an example. Years ago, when I was coaching realtors, actually, I was out in the west coast of Canada, and I was, at the time, I'd been coaching people from every walk of life, you know, doctors, lawyers, homemakers, business people, psychologists, university professors, athletes, children, et cetera, et cetera, you know, and a real estate agency from Century 21 actually got a hold of me, you know, hey, what can you do from my salespeople? So I went and explained it to the owners and so on, and, you know, I explained it to them. Hey, they liked the idea. And one of the owners said to me, look, you know, I'm going to set up a meeting with my salespeople. Can you come back and tell them what you told me? And we went and went on from there. Actually, from that point on, I went from agency to agency to word of mouth because they were taking my two-day total immersion training. And within, you know, it took about 2-3 weeks to get in. And after that, within 30 days, every single realtor except a couple of them had improved their income by 50 to 75% without working any harder. The two that didn't achieve that, they actually improved their income by 100% that year. But that's another story, okay? But anyway, so, you know, I'm teaching realtors. And, of course, part of my training is how to be healthy because, look, the same blood that flows through your body is flowing through your brain, which, of course, is what your mind uses, you see? And so I said, okay, so use these techniques to change something in your lifestyle, change your food, for example, you know? And here's how that is. You use your food, yeah, the side effect is you're going to be healthier, but use your food as your yardstick to measure how long it before you no longer want to eat that thing, whatever it was you were programming out. Let's say it took you 3 weeks. Well, then you know at your present level of development, it takes you 3 weeks to change the computer program in your subconscious mind. So now you start to program in your business, and so you know that within 3 weeks, you can now begin to follow your intuition to do with your business, to find your soulmate, et cetera, et cetera. You see? And so it's a matter. I mean, we've been called in scriptures, we've been called co-creators. What does that mean? It means that that God force can only create by filtering through your programming. So when you learn to change the programming to consciously change things, help people, change your life, improve your family, whatever, you see, the universe is always going to deliver by filtering through your new programming. But to get the ultimate results, like I said, it takes maybe 2-3 weeks to kick in. And so these I don't teach the weekend anymore. Live, I have a different way of teaching it in my live coaching because it takes a couple of weeks to kick in anyway, you see. And so then, of course, when you begin to experience this huge, infinite powerhouse inside, see, all the, you know, it changes the game. You can change the programming, and now you manifest things. In the beginning, it takes a while. Now, as you evolve your being, as you begin to tap into more and more of the infinity which powers you, you can imagine something in your mind and have it drop into your lap the next day out of the blue. You know? That's how it works. Because once you do it the right way, it's in that universe. It is set up to manifest. All you have to do is get out of the way and allow it, you see? And again, you know, how do you do these things? And one of the big secrets that nobody teaches you about in this journey of personal development, whether it's mind development, whether it's tapping into your life force, it all comes back to the same thing. I mean, I could teach when I was coaching the realtors. I didn't teach them how to tap into their life force energy at that time. No, you know, just how to take charge of their mind. I did not teach them real estate. I did not teach them sales. Here's how you use your mind to achieve what you want to achieve. Here's the technique. Here, use it this way. Okay, you know. And that was it, you see. So when you look at it from that perspective, realize the power you have within your own being, you know. And don't be a slave to belief systems because you're holding you back. Call it spiritually. You're holding yourself back. Experience what's happening inside of you. Change the programming. And you can live a life like you've never dreamed of before. Incredible. Relationships, another issue. Look, if I'm tapped in to my infinite life force, And my partner is tapped into her infinite life force because it's the same energy, it's on the same frequency, we're totally interconnected. You see? Here's the beauty of that. I mean, look, I've had three marriages, but my last wife, you know, I was with her for almost 19 years. She died in 2009. And in 19 years, we never had any fights. We never argued. Why? You know, it's not about making your list to find a soulmate. I want this. No, that's a mind thing. That's an ego thing. No. You want to be in a relationship with someone you connect with. And why? Why were there no arguments? Because if you're both connected to the infinite which powers you, you will all both independently come to the same conclusions and there is no arguments. But the energy between you, hey, you know, on an intimate level, okay, on that level of energy, that's a whole different ball game, okay? You know, hey, I'm a Frenchman, you know, and when you tap into that energy, ooh la la. Okay, that, anyway, that's my alter ego, guys. That comes in handy once in a while. But you see what I'm talking about? It's about connections. I mean, how many times have you gone someplace, met some new people, and you meet somebody, and you instantly dislike that person? You know? They could be totally different than, you know, anybody else. They don't fit into your so-called class structure or whatever, but you just like that person. And you meet somebody else, and there's something inside you. You just, it revolts you. You just, oh, wow, don't want to go there. You see? What is that? That's the spiritual energy of your inner being that's picking up on everybody, on the other person's energy. And the more sensitive you are to your own energy, the more you will accurately read where other people are coming from. I mean, that can be a bit disconcerting. I mean, it's almost like reading people's minds. You see, people can lie, but their energy never lies. You pick up on their energy, you got their number, whether it be for relationships, for business, whatever, it doesn't matter. And this is so powerful. So powerful, you know. And like, I'll give you an example, not even tapping in to the energy itself. Way back in the late 1970s, early 1980s, I had a music school in Toronto. Now, I'm not a musician. I hired teachers for that. And I've told this story many times. And you see, but what I did teach the kids was a simple, simple technique, mental technique. It did not take any extra time out of their lives. They had fun doing it, and you'll have fun doing it, okay? Simple technique. With that technique, they were learning to play their music at 3 to 4 times the normal rate of speed. Like, we cleaned up in competition. I remember our first competition, we were out of Toronto. We belonged to the American Guild of Music. And our first competition was held in Chicago. We took 11 kids down and came home with 23 trophies. And the rest, as they say, is history. I owned the school for close to 4 years. And, oh, we cleaned up in competition ever since. You see? That's the power, you see? Of taking charge of your inner being, you know, whether you're a musician or a vocalist, you know, how powerful what you deliver. Yeah, you need a voice box that's going to be, you know, decent. You need to understand, you know, the difference, you know, the different rhythms and so on and so forth. But if you really want to make it big, is if you can, you know, sing from the heart, really from the heart, you see. To allow your inner spirit and inner being to come through your vocal cords, whether you're singing or whether you're talking to somebody else on a business level or you're interacting with your prospective new soulmate, you see? And that's what a soulmate really is. You know, the essence of your being, the infinite that powers you, that is the soul of your being. We call that the soul. Well, a soulmate is someone you're connected to on a soul level. On that energy level, you see? It's not somebody who ticks off all the boxes, you know? No. Yeah, of course you want certain things in your life and so on. But the more you accept the reality of your life, you've got this beautiful gift of life. You're living on this planet. And, you know, like, we're only here for a short period of time. And to experience your inner being, to miss the boat. Your only reason for being on this planet, by the way, you may not believe me, but that's okay, you know. You're only here is to experience the divine which powers you. And once you go and begin that process, you know, look, once you have food, shelter, and clothing, the rest is superfluous, you see. Like years ago, I saw my life in a totally different light than everybody else. I was always the rebel, you know, because, yeah, I need to make a good living. But I didn't buy into the brainwashing that I need to, you know, have a great education. I have to, you know, get a good job to make my money. No. Years ago, I learned that switch your thinking a little bit. You don't need a job. What you need is cash flow. Cash flow doesn't exclude the possibility of a job, but doesn't necessarily mean you need a job. Once you start thinking, I need cash flow, you start to think differently. You see, you start to think differently, and now you're harvesting the spiritual part of you, if you will, to manifest and do the thing, you know. But you have to be careful what you wish for, okay? You see, and when you send energy out, the higher, and this is the danger on this journey, the higher levels of consciousness you tap into, the more powerful your thoughts. And here's how the thoughts happen, by the way. This is how this works. Whatever you focus on expands. I mentioned that, okay? But when you are sending energy to somebody else, be it love or be it hate, whatever, it doesn't matter, or something in between, whatever you're projecting on other people, guess what? You are only sending a copy and you keep the original. So that person gets a shot of hate, let's say. Then you send hate to somebody else. That's two shots, right? They've each only got one. You send hate to somebody else. Well, that's three. They each only got one, but you've got three. And these are the originals. They're much more powerful. So if you want to be loved, send out love. Attraction again. You'll attract more love, you see. Again, you know, we get into subtleties. And a lot of the things that I teach cannot be taught on a radio show or in a video, because it needs feedback. Because, look, this journey is so simple that people will leave parts out. Oh, that's not working for you. Well, what are you doing? Oh, hey, you know, here's the thing. If everything else fails on this journey, follow directions. Kids can do it, okay? Now, kids do have a big advantage. Okay, let me clear my throat here. Kids do have a big advantage over adults, however. It goes back to the children being more innocent, okay? And you tell the kids something, okay, like in the music students, okay, hey, all they want to do is be a rock star or whatever, you see? And so you tell them, here's a technique that will make you a better, faster rock star. Hey, they're into it. They don't judge. They don't judge. They just go ahead and do it. Let's see, right? Boom. There it is. But the adult, you'll analyze it to death and so on. By the time you're all done, oh, my God, you created such a trip around in your head, you see. But, you know, so you have to drop that. You know, you said, like I say, my weight loss classes, for example, you know, if you want to lose weight, you're really serious, here's what you've got to do. You've got to take everything that you think you know about weight control and throw it out the window, because it's designed to keep you fat. Look, the failure rate in all the teachings of weight control is 95%. But see, nobody else teaches you how to take control of your mind. They don't want to do that. They want you back every year, you see? So it doesn't matter in what area of life, you see. The principles do not change. And like I said, you know, this is about tapping in to your power. But you have to change some of the programming first. But we need that feedback. You see, I see one of my students, okay, this is happening, that's not happening. Okay, oh, you missed that point. And that's the problem with these teachings. They are so simple that people look at, okay, yeah, okay, all this stuff, yeah, I'll try some of this and some of that. But this other part, it's too simple. I don't think it's going to help in any way. And this other part, now, I'll leave that alone. And they might practice, you know, 25% of the simple, simple techniques they've been taught. Then they don't get the results, you see. And so the whole thing, there's no fluff in my teachings, you see. And again, like I said, I keep repeating, you don't have to believe a darn thing that I say, you know. So if you want to, for example, on my weight loss website, that's for everybody anyway. It's not just weight loss, because my weight loss program is really a health program without getting fanatical about it. If you're overweight, you'll lose weight. If you're underweight, you'll gain weight, okay? So 123slim.org, that'll take you to my my page where it's I still have to expand that page. It's a resources page. And you look on the website, you'll see where it's making money. You'll see where to join my program. And like I said, the price right now, my price right now, this is coaching. Most coaches are charging about, you know, on average, about $120 US per hour. Right now, I'm going to coach one or two classes only. I've got one already going. There's still room in that one at 11 a.m. on Saturday mornings. And a maximum a couple of dozen people in the class. I don't like to get bigger than that. I want to leave room for, people to ask all of their questions and get personal attention. And also, by having that size of a group, you've got a lot of a huge energy within the class. That's a whole different thing because you begin to connect on that energy level. That's a whole different ballgame, a whole different kind of class as the class begins to evolve. And so, also, one of the things coming up, I mentioned before we close off here, we're getting close to our time, only a few minutes left, is you can also on my website, you can actually sign on to my free newsletter. Just pop in your first name and email, that's all. That'll keep you up to date. I've got a lot of free webinars coming up in my classroom. The link there is on my website. But you sign up for the newsletter, we keep you up to date to everything, things that are coming up and so on. And that's the list of people. I've written a book, by the way. It's about weight control, but it's basically about health. I won't give you the title yet, but basically it is going to be the easy way to lose weight. That's the essence of the book. I'll be publishing it on September 1st. And before that time, actually in August, on my birthday, which is August 21st, I'm going to be giving you a free birthday gift. On my birthday, I'm going to give you a gift, and you're going to get a free, if you're on that list, you'll get a free advanced copy of the book before it publishes. All I want in return is I want you to go to Amazon and give me a review, because I know that and you promise me that you will read the book and then give me an honest review. That's it. If you read the book, I'll get a good review. If you practice what I teach you in the book, I'll get a great review. And also, in that book, with that book, I gave you a very powerful tool to begin the process of accessing different states of consciousness, specifically to the alpha brainwave levels. And so I really invite you. I really appreciate you listening. I invite you to call in. If you want to be able to get in on the chat, just sign up with a Blog Talk free Blog Talk. I'm not in the feed or anything like that. I don't make any money from this, but it'll give you some tools. Okay, we're down to a minute and a half. But anyway, so I appreciate you being here. And if you really want to evolve, go to the website, get on that mailing list, okay? Look around the website. There's not much there. It's nothing fancy, okay? We're looking to give you the knowledge that you need. And we will be specializing some classes in different things like business or whatever. But the Saturday one is mainly on weight loss, but we talk about everything else. It's basically health and, helping people to, achieve their goals. And this is the fast track, okay? Because I cut out all the bull around it, all the philosophies and belief system, and I've taken from the East and the West, the best, the cream of the crop, I put them together in synergy. And so this is the most powerful, easiest system of evolving your being on a mental level, on a spiritual level, that you'll find anywhere else online. You will not find this. There's lots of this knowledge. It's all out there. But it's a matter of knowing which ones to take, because so much is designed to get you to follow the guru. And that's not what I want. I want you to follow your own path within. And that's the real spiritual journey. And on that note, I hope to see you on Tuesday. We'll talk more about the mind and go from there. Wednesday is weight loss, then Thursday is business. And on that note, I will say au revoir.